Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Meghmani Organics Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ayush Chaturvedi from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the earnings call of Meghmani Organics. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I'd like to welcome the investors, the analyst community, and the management for taking the time. Without further ado, I'll now hand it over to the management for their opening remarks. Thanks.
Thank you, Ayush. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q1 FY26 earnings call. I believe you have got a chance to go through the financial results and investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and the website. I'm pleased to share that our strategic move on improving our product mix is yielding positive results. This is reflected in our quarterly performance, where we have seen improved revenue and profitability, both on quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year basis. On standalone basis, in Q1 FY26, revenue grew by 44% YoY to INR 593 crore, and our EBITDA increased nearly six-fold to approximately 81 crore from 14 crore in the corresponding quarter previous year. Our profit after tax stood at INR 40 crore against the loss of 6.3 crore in the corresponding quarter previous year. This was on the back of improved product mix, stabilizing raw material prices, and coupled with improving demand. If we talk about revenue mix in the Q1, crop protection constitutes about 77% of the total revenue, while the balance 23% comes from the pigment segment. Now, let us look at our segment-wise performance for the Q1 FY26. In the crop protection segment, production stood at about 10,600 metric tons, which is up by 6% YoY, and the capacity utilization for the segment stood at about 78%. Revenue for this segment stood at about 458 crore, which is up by 68% YoY, and the EBITDA for the segment increased seven-fold to nearly 79 crore. EBITDA margin for the segment stood at about 17.3%. For the pigment segment, production stood at about 3,700 metric tons, which is up by 1%, and the capacity utilization for the segment is about 46%. The segment reported revenue and the EBITDA of 135 crore and 7 crore, respectively. EBITDA margin for the segment is around 5.3%. In our crop nutrition segment, along with the domestic field activities, we are conducting extensive field activities for Meghmani Nano Urea in various international markets as well. I am pleased to share that we have been getting good response in the market, and so far we have got about seven registrations in the different markets. Additionally, we are also expanding our product mix and the product portfolio, and we will be adding about two to three new products in this financial year, which will further strengthen our market position. In the titanium dioxide, during the quarter on 10th May 2025, the Government of India has imposed anti-dumping duty of $460-$681 per metric ton on Chinese titanium dioxide. We have witnessed gradual improvement in the sales realization. However, we anticipate the actual impact of the anti-dumping duty on the prices would be coming from the Q3 FY26 onwards, once the channel inventory built up by the China in India market gets liquidated. On consolidated basis in Q1 FY26, revenue grew by 48% to 614 crore, and the EBITDA increased 11-fold to nearly 67 crore from 5.9 crore. Our profit after tax stood at 12.7 crore against a loss of 16.8 crore in the corresponding quarter previous year. As of 30th June 2025, on a standalone basis, our total debt stands at about 562 crore, which comprises of 380 crore of short-term debt and 182 crore of long-term debt. On consolidated basis, our total debt stands at about 809 crore, which includes about 399 crore of short-term debt and 409 crore of long-term debt. During the quarter, we repaid approximately 38 crore of debt. With no significant capex planned for the current financial year, we aim to continue reducing our debt levels in the coming quarters. So to conclude, we are very positive and are on track to regain our normal double-digit growth trajectory, which we had demonstrated throughout all these years. Lastly, our long-term growth prospect remains intact given our state-of-the-art infrastructure, plant capability, wider product range, and geographical reach. With this, I hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers, Ankit. Coming to the question, sir, with regards to agrochemicals, compared to last 3 months, how has the overall situation changed in terms of volume growth in the current quarter? Sorry, in terms of overall industry volumes, how are they growing? How is the demand in the industry? And on the pricing side, is there some improvement on the pricing or pricing continues to be stable? And what is your expectation going ahead? This is my first question with regards to crop protection.
Thank you, Rahul bhai. As far as the crop protection segment is concerned, as we all know that in last 2 years, there was a heavy channel inventory in the global market, which led to very less demand. And there was a heavy pressure because of the demand, the prices were under pressure, and there was continuous fall in the pricing. Now, in the global market, the channel inventory has reached at the reasonable level. I would say the new demand has started picking up very well. And that is the main reason where we have been seeing the growth in the crop protection segment. As far as the pricing is concerned, still there is no significant improvement in the pricing. China is still selling at very, very low prices. But I would say that at the same time, the raw material prices have also dropped significantly. And now, raw material prices as well as the sales price, both of them are more or less stable. So what we see that anything happens with the current demand improving, slowly and gradually prices should also start going up. But still there is a lot of capacity, overcapacity in the market in China. So it may take some time, but now the Chinese companies are also under tremendous pressure. They also want to increase the price. They are also bleeding. So we hope that slowly, gradually, the prices should also start improving.
Second question on the crop protection side, sir. With regards to new products, we have been continuously working on new products for last 2-3 years or more. So typically, how is the new product, first of all, some more details if possible, in terms of maybe you could avoid the names of the products, but how many products we have introduced and which are more specialty kind of or, you know, kind of not me-too products. And typically, how is the contribution from these new products more for us in last 3-4 quarters?
Yes, Rahul, as far as the crop protection segment new products are concerned, I think we started focusing on the new product development somewhere from 2017-18 onwards, where we decided that we wanted to change the face of the crop protection segment completely and introduce a lot of new products, where we started doing developmental activity, data generation, registration, putting up a plant. So these all takes a couple of time, but in between 23-24 was a typical difficult period. But I would say it is a cleaning year where the only the long-term vision-oriented compatible companies will stay in the market. So we come up with a lot of new products like Cyflutrin, Beta-Cyflutrin, Ethiprol, Pimetrozin, Spiromacifen, Flubendamide, Flonicamid. So there are a couple of new products, and these are showing the growth in our crop protection segment now. So we did not spend or we did not expand it in the old product range. We, whatever in the good times we earned, we spent on the new product range. And going forward, this new products will give the growth potential.
Possible to share the contributions from these new products?
It would be difficult to share the product-wise contribution, but I can say now this product slowly, gradually, as we are getting the registration in different markets, demand is improving.
Sure. Last question from my side. With regards to, sir, titanium dioxide, so you have mentioned in your commentary and the presentation about improvement from quarter three onwards. So typically, how is the utilization now and how it is expected to move up in the coming quarters? And going ahead, what kind of potential do you see now post this anti-dumping duty which has been imposed, given the realizations have also moved up?
Yes. So in the titanium dioxide segment, as we have been telling, that there was a tremendous pressure from the Chinese companies, and they were dumping not only in India but various other markets. So initially the anti-dumping came in the Europe, then in Brazil. So these are the big markets, and there was no anti-dumping in India. So the Chinese companies started dumping in a big way in the Indian market as well. And then the finally, when the anti-dumping came on 10th of May, now we see the reduction in the import happening from China. The only thing is the channel inventory which has piled up in India has to clear, which is the old low price material. And we have been seeing the positivity now from the market that they want to have the local source where they can get at the better price compared to the China. And once the channel inventory from the second quarter onwards will go down, in the third quarter we'll see the improvement in the pricing, in the utilization of the plant, where we'll be able to sell more volume.
If you could share some numbers for our company in terms of the titanium dioxide segment going ahead.
So I think as we have been telling, we will be able to give you more clarity in the third quarter. So that is the right time, I would say.
Okay. Thanks, Ankit. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. And congratulations, sir, for a very good set of numbers. Firstly, on the MPP side, I mean the crop protection segment, just wanted to know what was the overall contribution from the MPP plant in this quarter, and how was the overall utilization as of now for the MPP?
Thank you, Rohit ji. I think the overall utilization of the MPP plant, I think normally we check it on full year basis, but it has been ramping up relatively well. The utilization is improving, I can say that, and we see that going forward that will give the major growth in the crop protection segment.
Okay. I was just looking at the last 4 or 5 quarters trend from the crop protection side, which is gradually improving. And just wanted to understand how this MPP has been contributing to this growth and how the previous products are contributing. Just wanted if you can give a little color on how the MPP contribution has been in this quarter or in last 2-3 quarters.
We mentioned, Rohitji, in the last financial year, we generated about 250 crore revenue from the multipurpose plant. In this financial year also, there will be significant improvement coming from the multipurpose plant. But I would say we will be able to share you more detail probably in the second half, once there'll be more growth happening from this segment. But yes, the plant utilization in this new plant is happening quite well.
Okay, fair enough. Secondly, on obviously in this tariff angle, US tariff angle, so 25% is there for India, and we have, I think, a decent exposure in the US side also. So how we are looking at this development and going forward, would there be anything significant on the margin side for us?
Yes, so yesterday we all know that there has been tariff imposition on India, which is 25% plus penalty. We don't know so far what will be the penalty. So it came as a surprise. We, as an Indian company, we were clear that there will be some tariff, no doubt about it, but it would be probably in the range of 10-15%. That was our internal assumption. But this 25% has come as a surprise. But our team has started doing the analysis. So typically, in the chemical segment, for the US market, we evaluate India and China. We don't get much competition from any other market. So when we analyze China, during the first term of the Trump administration, they imposed 25% tariff on China, which is called 301 tariff. Then in the second term, Trump administration imposed fentanyl tariff, which is about 20%, which is again only on China. And then the reciprocal duty on various countries, I would say all other countries. So far on China, the reciprocal duty is 10%. So if we make the total, so 25% plus 20% plus 10%, which makes about 55%. So in the case of India, the reciprocal tariff, which has been imposed yesterday, is 25%. We don't know what will be the penalty. But still, when we analyze, so we are still better off than the China. But yes, there will be some impact. This tariff will create some issues. So our team has started reaching out to various customers. Our customers have also started evaluating. So we are yet to confirm what will be the exact impact. But on the long-term basis, if the China will have 55% and India will have somewhere in the 25-30% range, then we will still have an upper edge over China.
Okay, got it. Secondly, sir, on the pigment side, I know, we are not that much focused as of now on this side. But if we look at our revenue on domestic and export side, for last, I would say 3-4 quarters, we have been seeing that export has been quite good, while domestic has been continuously going down. So can you just give us color on the domestic picture as well as on the export side? Are we completely ignoring the domestic market opportunity, or is it just the competition here? And is it in the export market that we are exporting new revenues where our exports are growing, or it is just the pricing angle?
So typically in the pigment segment, there won't be any significant growth, as we have been telling. So we would try to run it at the optimized level. And as far as the export and the domestic is concerned, as a management, we always try to fetch the better price realization wherever it is possible. In the domestic market, the quality consciousness is relatively less. There has been competition from the small unorganized player. So there has been more pricing pressure in the domestic market. So that is the reason we have been focusing more on the export, nothing else. So as a overall, as a pigment segment, our aim is to have the better price realization where we can have better profitability.
Okay. Thank you. And one last question on titanium dioxide. I mean, just what was the overall utilization in this quarter, and what is the pricing right now prevailing in this segment?
So as we have been telling, there was a pressure from the China dumping point of view, so utilization was quite low. Now the demand has started improving after anti-dumping duty, so utilization will also start improving. So far, there was not any significant utilization.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir, and I will come back in queue. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Giri from Shubh Labh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Patel. Good morning. Mr. Patel, I would like to extend the question on the AgChem. So probably sequentially, if we see, we have done an improvement of about 24% in the segment from 370 crore to 458 crore. Right, and this in spite of the fact that you're saying the pricing has not improved materially. And in fact, if you look at other players' numbers sequentially in AgChem, they are not this better. So if you can help us understand, you know, what has led to this this growth? Is there a pre-buying due to the anticipated tariffs? Do you see this growth continuing in the AgChem? And I'm assuming here the MPP has not played a material part, as you mentioned in your opening comment, as an answer to the previous participant's question. So yes, if you can help us here.
Thank you, Pratik ji. As far as the AgChem growth is concerned, as I mentioned, in the last 2 years, there was a heavy pressure because of the very less demand, and globally there was a huge inventory in various markets. Now, in the last 2 years, this inventory has been utilized quite well, and now the inventory level is quite low in different markets. So the new demand has started picking up very well. So that is one of the main reasons. And we, as a Make Money, we have quite a fragmented market share. We have been exporting to more than 75 countries globally. And that is one of the reasons where we de-risk our business model. And as far as the growth compared to other companies are concerned, we have differentiated our business model, where earlier we were focusing more on the old products, but in last 5 years we have invested heavily into completely new set of product where the prices are relatively high, profitability is little better, and demand slowly gradually, as we'll start getting registration in different market, demand will also improve. So we foresee in the next 3 years there will be reasonably good growth happening in the crop protection segment, and internally we believe that we will be having double digit CAGR growth for the next 3 years.
Very comforting. Ankit bhai, the other thing which I wanted to understand was about the pricing trend in titanium dioxide. So, you know, we have been listening about, Chinese capacity shutdown, etc. So just wanted to check whether even after the ADD, so China is very notorious for matching prices even after ADD to, in certain cases. So I was just wondering, how are you seeing the markets panning out now in terms of pricing? Though I understand that the channel is filled with inventory, but still, on the pricing side, how you are noticing the trend after the imposition of ADD, as you mentioned?
Yes, so but as we all know, there has been imposition of anti-dumping duty, which is, if we convert in terms of rupees, it will be in somewhere in the range of 40 to 50 rupees, so which is reasonably good thing. And after anti-dumping duty, we have been seeing positivity in the market from the domestic customer point of view. They earlier, you know, they were not, because they were getting easy supply from various market, they were not giving priority to the Indian manufacturer, but now there is a different view in the domestic market. They have been given priority to the Indian domestic player. So that is a positive thing. And the prices, we are for sure, the Chinese companies, even before the anti-dumping, the price where they were selling, they were kind of losing money. We have seen the financial number of the various Chinese companies where they are also bleeding heavily. And this is across various segments, not just in the titanium dioxide. And I'm sure you might have heard that the Chinese President Xi Jinping has called a meeting where he also warned that the Chinese companies, because of huge competition, they should not continuously drop the price and lose money. So ultimately, somewhere down the line, there is a pressure from the Chinese government. What we feel that because of this, slowly, gradually, Chinese companies would also like to improve the pricing. There may be maybe shutdown in certain plants or consolidation. Something will happen. But ultimately, in the long run, there will be improvement in the pricing. So this is tough time, but we have to keep on fighting. We have to keep on improving, and that is what we have been doing. So, and we are very confident that going forward, this will be a very significant segment as far as the Meghmani is concerned. And we all know that India, from the market point of view, there is a huge potential, huge demand, and demand will keep on growing. So there is a huge potential in this segment. For the timing, yes, there has been challenge, but we are quite confident. Thank you.
No, for sure, Ankit bhai. In fact, we all have read how painstakingly you have, taken the initiative of getting the ADD, evaluation started in the country for this titanium dioxide. So definitely kudos to you. Just one follow up on this, Ankit bhai, if you don't mind. I understand it will take some time for the channel inventory to get cleared out. But I was wondering, from the marketing and sales perspective, how has been our product approval for titanium dioxide, the accounts which we have reached out to, the kind of feedbacks which we are getting from them. So if you can, help us, or rather throw some light on this for us.
Sure. So as we all know, we have been making the sulfate grade NRTS product. In the titanium dioxide, there are various segments. So we have been making one particular segment. And as far as the application is concerned, we all know the major application is the paint. And in the paint, there are more than, if we consider from top to bottom, there are more than, I would say, 1,500 companies in India. At the same time, the application is into ceramic, is in rubber, is in paper. So there has been various application of titanium dioxide. And we have been selling in various markets. So as of now, we have not been selling to the topmost customer this grade, because they don't give priority. But now they have also seen that after anti-dumping duty, they have started giving priority. So far we were not selling to the big paint companies, but we hope that slowly, gradually, there will be entry for the Indian companies like Meghmani in this segment. But as far as the sales is concerned, we have been able to sell in various markets. There has been approval in different applications.
Understood. So some experimental quantity with the bigger players have also started. Is that understanding correct, Akhil bhai?
So these big players, as I mentioned, normally they don't give priority because they get easy supply, and they were getting the material of various other grades based on their application at much lower price. But now after anti-dumping duty, now they have started opening the door for the Indian companies where we come up. So but now the samples have started going over there. So the things have started improving. Earlier, this was not the case.
Fair enough. Those were my two questions, Sanket bhai. Congratulations again, and good luck for the year ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for good set of numbers, sir. First question is the level at which we have reached in crop protection in this quarter. Are these sustainable, or is there any one-off sale of any specific product which has happened in this quarter?
Thank you, Sunilji. So, see, typically, crop protection segment on quarter, it is difficult to measure. But I would say on the full year basis, as I mentioned, there will be a good growth story. And we see for the next 3 years, there will be double-digit growth in the crop protection segment. So there may be the case, depending on market to market, one quarter will be better, one quarter will be little less. But if we compare on yearly basis, it will be fairly good.
And what about the margins, sir? Margin, we have also seen improvement. So are they sustainable?
So the challenge is there today to maintain the margin. There has been still pricing pressure. We have been applying different strategies to improve our margin. And I would say in current challenging time, that will continue. But as a management and as a company, our team has been working quite well. And we are confident we should be able to have a reasonably good margin. So 17% is it's a good margin, which used to be the normal average margin for the industry. And we have achieved in this quarter. It is difficult to promise that we'll maintain this kind of profitability. But yes, there will always be the try to have the higher profitability.
Okay. And so second question relating to Nano Urea. Since you got a registration in 7 countries for this product, so how, what will be the process and when we will start seeing a major revenue on the export side from the Nano Urea?
So in the Nano Urea, the things are moving relatively positively. And in this market, we, I think the next stage is trial order from this market. So last year we did 40 crore revenue. And this year we see that there will be double digit growth happening in the Nano Urea segment as well. I would say the domestic market has also picked up relatively well. Demand is improving. And next 2 to 3 years, will drive major growth in Nano Urea segment. I would say there will be significant growth happening in this segment in next 2 to 3 years time.
One last question relating to one of the herbicide 2,4-D. So our positioning was comparatively better than our peer in India and China. So how is the demand for that product and how that will be impacted because of the tariff?
So demand for the 2,4-D is quite well. As we all know, in the US market, there has been anti-dumping imposition on 2,4-D on India as well as on China, on all the companies. And among all the companies, Make Money has got the least anti-dumping duty. I would say China is nowhere near to India. The anti-dumping imposition on China is close to more than 100%, approximately 130% plus. So whether we consider tariff or whether we don't consider tariff, China will have a tough time for the, particularly for the US market, for 2,4-D. So India has upper edge. And we have been seeing good demand. Our plant is running at reasonably good capacity. I would say 85% plus capacity, 2,4-D plant is running.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Ayush. Hello.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Firstly, during the quarter, we've seen increase in contribution from the agri side. Now,
see that, you know, the agri segment will continue having its own ebb and flow in demand, and the pigment segment is currently struggling with realization pressures. The titanium dioxide is yet to ramp up. So my first question would be, where do you ideally see, you know, the mix settling over the next 2, 3, 4 years as, you know, these issues get sort of behind us?
Thank you, Ayushji. Ayushji, as I've been telling that there'll be double-digit growth for the next 2 to 3 years in the crop protection segment, that will be there. Pigment, which is pigment green and pigment blue segment, will be kind of a flattish. There may not be significant growth, maybe 50, 60 crore here and there. So there will not be significant growth. As far as crop nutrition segment is concerned, we are very optimistic. There will be tremendous growth happening in this segment, and we are very bullish as the developments are happening in various other markets. At the same time, the Kilburn will be the domestic growth story. There is a tremendous big market. Demand is not at all concerned. The only concern was the pricing we have been facing. And with the help of other Indian companies together, we have brought in the anti-dumping duty. That is the first thing. And now with the anti-dumping duty coming in, we see the prices should start improving. At the same time, if the demand is also there, and utilization will also improve in the titanium dioxide segment. So I think we see the good growth potential in titanium dioxide segment as well. And we will be able to give you more clear picture probably in the third quarter as far as the titanium dioxide is concerned.
Sure. So, but just on that point, there's some headroom for further growth as, you know, the utilization ramps up and operating leverage kicks in to titanium dioxide as well. Also, if you could, you know, throw some light on what are your plans in Kilburn. Currently, you have a couple of pigments, and, you know, if you could throw some light on the product pipeline and how it would ramp up.
So you are asking about the how the titanium dioxide plant will ramp up, right?
Yes. And also in the Kilburn, if you have any plans for, you know, further additions or new products that could come up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, so we have a big plans as far as the titanium dioxide is concerned. But, you know, if I tell you at this juncture, then it will be, you know, not right. So as we have been telling, our first target is to stabilize the current phase, first phase, with a better realization, and we run the plant at better capacity. That is the first target. And once we do that, we have some planning to ramp up, how to take it to the next level. That is also there in the planning. Our team has been working on that parallelly, but I'll be able to give you more idea probably in the third quarter in that.
Sure. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, on the crop protection side, if you look at our volumes, there hasn't been much growth in the volumes, like at least the production volumes that you give out. So that is increased just 6% YOY. So the major impact on the numbers has come from the product mix. So if you can, you know, you did speak about some of the products that you have launched. So if you can talk about what is helping us in growth with this new products. So is it new geographies that we are entering, or, you know, new registrations are helping us? Some of the products, like few products which are doing well for us. Because some of the products that you spoke about also seem to have, you know, decent competition from the Indian market, from other Indian players. So if you can elaborate on that.
Thank you, Ankit bhai. As far as the crop protection segment is concerned, you rightly mentioned that from the volume point of view, there has been 6% increase. But as far as the revenue is concerned, there has been significant increase. As we have been telling that, you know, we have changed the strategy. Rather than focusing on the old generic product, we have been focusing on the new product, what we have been developing in last 5-6 years. This product, as we know that we put up the plant, new multipurpose plant, where these new products are going to be manufactured. We have already started making all this product. So far, we have not been running at the full capacity as the registrations are happening in various markets. If we look at the markets like Brazil, Argentina, U.S., Australia, different other markets, we have started getting registration in different markets. Brazil is one of the biggest agrochemicals market, and that is highly entry barrier oriented market, where the registration takes somewhere in the range of 5 to 7 years. Even the cost of the registration is also significantly high. As a Meghmani, we started focusing somewhere from 2017 onwards, and we have got few registrations, and many registrations are in pipeline. So over a period of next 3 to 4 years time, every year we'll be getting few registration in this market. We also plan to open a Brazilian subsidiary company, 100% subsidiary company of Meghmani Organics Limited going forward. So that will drive the major growth. U.S. is also going to be there. Argentina is going to be there. Africa, we are there. Asian market, we are there. So we have been keeping quite fragmented our presence. But when we need a volume, then the volume will come from somewhere in the U.S. and the Latin American market. Over there, we have been focusing heavily. So this new product registrations are already going on, and not only the technical registration, we have been focusing on the formulation. Somewhere, not just the conventional common formulation, but new combination formulations also are in the pipeline. So things have been improving. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that we got our first 9(3) combo patented registration even for the Indian market, which is the flonicamid plus fipronil. We have launched the brand with the name of Iconic, and it has been picking up very well. In the next 3 years, this brand will be a big brand, and it's a patented product, so only we can sell, or if we want to give it to any partner, then we can give it to other partner. We'll be doing registration of this product in various other markets as well. Thank you.
Sure. So, sir, on, you know, some of the markets, like, you know, you spoke about, especially Brazil. So we have seen, you know, significant competition from the Chinese players in the Brazil market, not just in technicals, but even in the formulation segment. So, for the products that we have launched and registered in the Brazil market, isn't there significant competition from the Chinese companies?
There will be competition not only in Brazil. I would say where we are present in 75 countries, everywhere there will be competition. And the competition was there even before also. So, we have been differentiating. You know, we have been selecting the partner. We have been doing not only the technical business, but as I mentioned, we have been doing the formulation. In the formulation also, we have been doing certain changes where we have an upper edge over China, some combination, some niche formulation, and tying up with the different partners. And even in the global market, now everyone knows that they cannot depend 100% on China. So everyone would like to have the second source. So depending on company to company, where they divide quantity 50-50, somewhere 70-30, 40-60. So company to company strategy varies, and they give the priority. So in the tough time, who remains, you know, firm with a solid supply chain, they have been given top priority. So we have been doing this in the last few years, and we are quite confident that this will happen going forward as well.
So how many products have you registered in the Brazilian market currently, and how many are in pipeline? If you can talk about some of the products which are approved and, you know, how is the competition in those products? Broad sense if you can give us.
Yeah. So if we look at both technical registration and the formulation registration, so all put together, we have got more than 40 registrations. all put together. As of now, we have got about 6 registrations on hand. More than 30-35 registrations are in pipeline. So
this is for the Brazil market you're talking about?
That is for the Brazil market.
Sure. And in terms of competition for 6 of these products, like how many players have approvals in the Brazil market for these products?
Definitely, as I mentioned, Ankitji, the competition is going to be there. There are a few other registrations as well. So the thing comes, how do you differentiate yourself with the better formulation, better service, better quality? And that is what we have been doing. And we are very confident going forward as we have been adding the product range. Our partners in the Brazil, they know that we are coming up with a variety of new products. So they would like to give priority in the existing time to the company like Make Money. So that they know that, you know, we are going to come up with various new products, and if they want that kind of product in going forward, so they need to keep Make Money as one of the suppliers. So
sure.
We keep them as our esteemed customer going forward.
Sure. Okay. Just one last question on the China side, you know, like one of our peers in the industry, they spoke about, you know, some of the pollution curbs that the Chinese government is now again has started taking for the chemical companies. Are we hearing anything about that or any, news that you are hearing from your sources in China? Can you comment on that?
I would say, see, from this level, if anything happens in China, then it is good for the whole world. The price will start going up. Then the growth trajectory would be at the different level. So today what we are speaking from the growth point of view is with the current base. Let's say if nothing improves, then also we'll keep on growing. But if something happens in China, then the growth will be at different level. And Chinese companies are also bleeding. In fact, if we relate the business model of the Indian company and the Chinese company, they have been backed by the government and they have been getting various support subsidies by the government, whether export incentive, whether capital expenditure subsidy. So they have been getting various support. And when we compare Indian government, we all know that the export incentive, what we get is hardly anything, not even 1%. And as far as the CAPEX subsidy is concerned, we don't get much any support from the government. So our business model is more sustainable than the Chinese business model. If the Chinese government reduces this kind of things, then we will be better than the China. So that is the business model we are having. And let's say, be it environment, be it pricing pressure, be it competition, we have been hearing that the Chinese companies want to increase the price. They are desperately looking at increase in the price, and somewhere it should start happening. If that happens, then it will be good for everyone.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Nisha.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Vijay from Oculus Capital. Please go ahead. Hello. Mr. Mohit, your voice is not audible.
Yeah, hi. Is it audible now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning. So I just wanted to know that how is the competition from China and that dumping from China happening now? And what's the scenario for the global prices?
There has been competition from China, Mohitji. And it will remain in the future also. But the good thing is the channel inventory, which was there in last 2 years, that has cleared very well. And the new demand has started picking up. So which is a positive thing. And there was inventory even at the manufacturer level, be it India or China. Now that has also been cleared. So no one is having any high price inventory of raw material, technical or finished goods at any level. So that is positive thing. And now even the Chinese companies want to increase the price. If that happens, then it will be positive for everyone. But the demand will be there for sure.
Okay. So are we seeing the early signs of price recovery?
So far, there has not been much improvement in the pricing. But we hope that it should start happening. but it won't be like what we have seen in the year of 2021, 22. That was the unrealistic price increase. That was one of the kind. There may be increase by few percentage. May not be significant increase in the pricing.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit from PIS Asset Management. Please go ahead. Mr. Abhijit, your voice is not
audible. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you. Just a few basic questions. There was a sharp increase in inventory change in the last quarter, and that led to a significantly higher COGS. So can you please explain on this? Were there any operational bottlenecks, or there was a deliberate raw material stocking?
So Abhijit, it was a move that we were planning, that we started utilizing our plant at better capacity. So the raw material requirement was also there, and the raw material was moving at the rock bottom level. So we thought of buying raw material for running the plant. And we see the demand is picking up very well, which you have been seeing in the numbers. So going forward also, there will be good demand. To run the plant at better capacity, we will need higher inventory. So this will continue.
Yeah, makes sense. Regarding depreciation, it was largely flat in this quarter. But we recently concluded the capex, so shouldn't we expect a higher depreciation?
No, in this quarter we have not capitalized any new capex, so it is continuing the way it was in the fourth quarter, so that's why it is in line with that.
Okay, so in FY27 we are going to see an increase in depreciation, right?
Abhijit, we have already capitalized all the capex. There is no further capex happening. So depreciation will remain in this line only.
Got it. And lastly, on the tax rate, there was a significantly higher tax rate. So, and there was no deferred tax adjustment also. So, can you please explain on this?
No, tax rate is mainly because last year you had, there was profitability first time which came into MCNL. And there is no further deferred tax impact we have created in this quarter, because we see going forward profitability in all the segments.
So what should we expect going forward the tax rate to be in effect?
Our tax rate should be around 25%.
25%. Understood. And lastly, on the finance cost, there was a sharp increase in finance cost. I think it must be on account of forex related components, right?
Yes. So we keep on managing in the short term. Now we have, because there is a volatility into the euro and dollar, so we are borrowing in INR, while we had long-term loans which are early in euro and dollar. So euro, you see in this quarter, it has gone up from $92 to €100. So there's a very significant increase in this quarter. So that has led to MTM of around 15 crore. But because we are net exporter, so we see 8 crore in other income. There is a currency gain and 15 crore. So net impact is around 7 crore in this quarter due to foreign currency fluctuation.
Understood.
At the same time, I would like to add, as far as the foreign currency is concerned, we don't speculate at all. We have a very stable, clear-cut policy, and nobody is allowed to speculate as far as the forex is concerned.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal and Broach Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So you mentioned that you want to grow the crop protection business at double digit for next 2-3 years. Just wanted to understand, because our capacity utilization has already reached 76 as I see for FY25. I don't know about the latest quarter, somewhere closer to 70 plus. So if you can just throw some light, how will we achieve, what is the peak level of revenue that we can generate, and how can we achieve double-digit revenue growth?
Thank you, Bhavyaji. As far as the utilization is concerned, is in the range of about 76%-77%. And as you are asking, how we'll achieve without any major CapEx. So as I mentioned,
yeah,
the multi-purpose plant over there, the whatever capacity we have built in, those are high-value new generation products. So this product, even with the lower volume, will have a higher value and better profitability. So that will drive the major growth. And partly, we'll be converting our technical into formulation as well. So the formulation plant utilization will also improve, where there will be improvement in the realization and profitability.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, this would be low double-digit or high double-digit, some sort of range if you can provide on that front.
Obviously, so it will be difficult to mention whether it will be low double-digit or high double-digit. But yes, for sure, with the kind of growth potential and the kind of the strategy what we have been having and a lot of registration and pipeline in various markets, we see there will be a reasonable good amount of double-digit growth.
Fair enough, sir. And just one more thing on the registration base, sir, because largely we are still an export-oriented company, but our CIB registrations in India are much higher. So is it the quantum that we should look at, or is it just maybe number?
So the thing is, Bhavyaji, when we do the registration in various other markets, as per the law in India, we also need to take the CIB registration first. So CIB registrations are of different kinds. One is for the export, one is for the domestic use. So for, let's say, I want to do the new registration in Brazil, the same I need to take the CIB export registration as well.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Vyas from TM Investment Technologies Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on very good set of numbers, sir. My first question is with respect to the industry landscape. So across your agrochems and pigments, how are we looking at the prices currently, and how is the demand shaping up? So if you can give up some inventory levels as well, what are the inventory levels currently for different segments? So it will be very helpful.
So Raj, as far as the inventory at our level is concerned, we have moderate inventory, I would say, looking at the demand. We don't have a very, very high inventory. As far as the pricing is concerned for the crop protection segment or for the pigment segment, both are running relatively at low level and flattish. We see there will be improvement going forward, maybe after a few quarters, maybe one or two quarters later. There should be some improvement in the crop protection segment. As far as the pigment is concerned, there will be difficulty in the prices improvement. At the inventory at the customer level in the global market, now at every level, there has been inventory reduction, and no one is having very high price old inventory. And that has led to the new demand.
Understood. And regarding this Europe subsidiary, which has been set up for our crop protection, so how much percentage of the market are we looking to capture? Because as you have mentioned, that it's a high entry barrier, and the demand is also very good over there. So
you are asking for the Brazil market?
Market.
Hello?
Yes, for Brazil market.
Yes, so the Brazil market is one of the biggest markets as far as agrochemical is concerned, close to $15 billion market. So it is quite significant market. So India, let's say we are somewhere in the range of $4-$4.5 billion market. Brazil is almost more than three times than the Indian market. And As I mentioned, it is highly anti-barrier oriented in terms of the timeline and the cost of the registration. So which we have been spending money, we have been spending time, so which will drive the major growth.
Okay. And historically, we have seen that Q2 has been some bit of mixed performance for the company. Where we have seen certain increase in certain costs, like for example, raw material or logistic cost increasing, and that has impacted the margins as well. So with respect to the cost structure or expenses, can you share some light like how we are taking things going forward?
I'm sorry, your voice is not clear. Can you repeat your question?
Question is with respect to the expenses, like raw material cost or logistic cost, because historically we have seen quarter two as well, where we have seen certain pressure with respect to these costs. So how are we looking at the cost structure currently going forward in the coming quarters?
Yes. So as two things, first of all, the logistic cost. Now, logistic cost last year, it was quite volatile. There was in between increase in the logistic cost. Again, it has started reducing. It has reached to the reasonable level. So if because globally there has been a different situation as far as the war condition in different countries are concerned, which has led to increasing the logistic cost. Now, if anything volatile doesn't happen, then we see the logistic cost will not increase much. It will be more or less in this range. As far as the raw material cost is concerned, the raw material prices have also been relatively stable and it is running at the lower level. If something happens majorly in China, where the Chinese government increases their environmental search, or they want, Chinese companies wants to increase the price, in that case, there will be improvement in the raw material cost, there will be increase in the raw material cost, but ultimately that will be passed on maybe on the later on quarter to the customer. So maybe there may be impact for one or two quarters, but it should be on positive side.
Understood. And my last question is with respect to a guidance that earlier as well, and in today's call as well, you have highlighted of double-digit growth in the top line. So it is fair to assume that we will stick to continue with the 15% to 20% of growth and the same kind of performance in the bottom line. And if you can provide us with the margins as well, how you are looking for margins for FY26?
So double digit, yes, this quarter we have done 20% growth because the last quarter base was relatively low. So as the base will keep on growing, it will be difficult to maintain such kind of growth, but we are confident with that also we should have the double digit growth. Now whether it will be more than 20% or more than 10%, that is difficult to mention at this level.
Yeah.
And as far as the profitability is concerned, we are always optimistic that and focus on increasing the profit, and we would like to maintain the double digit EBITDA margin for sure. This quarter, for the crop protection, we were in certain range. We are in the range of 17%. We would like to have this kind of range going forward also. Let's see how it goes. But it is difficult to mention that what would be the profitability percentage at this level.
Understood. It was very helpful. And congratulations once again on a very good set of numbers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
On behalf of the management, we thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your trust and support on us. With this, we hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to Mr. G.S. Chahal or Mr. Nishant Vyas. They will connect with you offline. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited and Make Money Organics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.